Hello.
Hello, my name is Nelson Escobar from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or as something else?
Something else.
What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I am 100% certain that I will vote.
Thank you. Would you please tell me your age? It's 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49. 50 to 59, 60 to 64, 65 and over.
65 and over.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself? African American black, white Anglo, Hispanic Latino, Asian American.
What was the last one?
Asian American.
Oh, okay. White Anglo.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In Florida, the wrong direction.
Thank you. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
For the first time in my life, I will vote based on party, and I will only vote Democratic for any person on the ballot. I will not vote for a Republican. That includes dog catcher. If it's on the ballot and there's a designation as a party, it's Democratic. First time since I was 21 years old, the first time I ever voted.
Okay, and would you say you will definitely vote for the Democratic or lean toward the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. And here's the first one. Ron DeSantis.
As unfavorable as you can get.
Right, so that's a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very, extremely very unfavorable.
Thank you. Thomas Kalifos.
What was that? I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the next one says Thomas Kalifos.
I'm not familiar.
All right, the next one says Democrats in Congress.
The Democrats in Congress?
Yes.
Are you talking about the Florida Congress or the United States Congress?
Well, it only says Democrats in Congress. You have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or
somewhat,
very favorable?
Somewhat favorable. They ain't
okay.
Prizes either.
Right. Next one. Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one. Kamala Harris.
extremely favorable.
Next one, Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. He's the current, well, he's here in Florida. I don't know enough about him to make a determination.
Okay. The next one, Donald Trump.
As unfavorable as you can get. Even okay. Worse than Ron DeSantis.
The next one, MAGA Republicans.
They're on the same level as Trump. Unfavorable, as unfavorable as you can get.
Okay, and the last one, Project 2025.
Project 2025, that's a joke. As unfavorable as you can get.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know enough. If you're going to force me to make a choice, I'll make a choice, but I really don't know enough.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you vote for?
I vote for Kamala Harris 10 times.
All right, thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mukersal Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
The Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kelly Fox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
On what you read, I think I would, but I'm not going to answer because I like to do my own investigation on the constitutional questions, and I haven't done that yet.
Well,
so,
which one?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, which one do you lean more toward at this time?
The way it sounded, the way you read it, then I lean in favor of it.
Right. All right, so that will be yes or no? Lean yes or lean no?
Lean yes.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Kelly Fox is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califrux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califrux will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Next one is Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califrux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Okay, listen, I've done your job in the past. I've been there. I've done that. It's the only reason why I agreed to listen to you and to answer it. But those descriptions are bullshit, both sides. But I will tell you that since I now know that Soto is the Democrat and Colonel whatever is the Republican, I'm voting for the Democrat. But not based on what you told me, because I don't believe either one of those things is the absolute truth about both of them. But because Soto is a Democrat, I'm voting for him because I ain't voting for Republicans. So you can do whatever you want with that question.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Here's the list. Creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, bringing down rent prices, making owning a home more affordable, protecting abortion rights, lowering grocery prices, our border, making care affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in schools, improving I-4 and 3 congestion in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, lowering inflation and gas prices, ending the gun violence epidemic.
Only one?
Yes.
Protecting Medicare and Social Security.
Okay, thank you. And which is the next most important issue? Jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, making owning a home affordable, protecting abortion rights, lowering grocery prices, securing our border, making healthcare affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in schools, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, lowering inflation and gas prices, ending the gun violence epidemic.
Making insurance affordable for families.
Thank you. Now, let me read some reasons we'll give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for the candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. That's a very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
Could you repeat what the description was, please?
Sure. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for the candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sir, would you like me to repeat the reason?
Yeah, please read what you said, the comment about DeSoto. What did you actually say? I wasn't sure. Could you please repeat that?
Yes, so it says, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Okay, so he opposes the government monitoring it. Is that correct? Did I understand that correctly?
Well, it says, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor.
Okay, yes. Very convincing.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and kept out of pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower health care costs for everyone.
I'd like to know how he did that, but somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Thomas Califox is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
What was the, after somewhat convincing, what was the next one?
Yeah, so it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, and no effect.
No effect.
Okay. Next one. Thomas Califox will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies.
No effect.
Last one, Thomas Califox will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness.
He hasn't listened to the Republican candidate for president, has he? No effect.
Thank you. Now that you heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate. Only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses.
No effect.
Well, on this one, we have serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect.
No what?
No
what was the last option? You're breaking up a little bit.
Sir, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now I can. What was the last
one?
No effect?
No effect.
Yeah, no effect.
Thank you. Now, as chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Califrux voted to himself a 30.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families.
Great effect.
All right, for this one, we have serious doubts,
serious doubts.
Okay. Thank you. The next one, Califrux called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Serious doubts.
Next one, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals across our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can trust him with another term in Congress. Zero doubts, some doubts, no effect.
No effect. Can I ask you a question? Who's sponsoring this particular? Who's sponsoring this particular survey?
Well, that type of information I am not told, so that I won't influence for your opinions.
Okay. Alright.
So the next one is Thomas Califrux personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Serious doubts.
And mega landlord Thomas Califrux went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claim suits. Serious doubts, some doubts, no
effect. Serious doubts.
Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califrux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. And what is your primary source for national and political news? Here are the options. Local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, Orlando Sentinel, your local newspaper, El Nuevo Día, cable news networks, talk radio, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, or other.
Did you say internet-based services? Was that the term you used?
Internet-based news sources.
Yeah. I don't have one source. I have 6 to 8 sources that I go to regularly. So I guess that comes under internet-based sources. I go from the Washington Post to Al Jazeera to Bill O'Reilly to... George Stephanopoulos. I mean, I have a variety of sources for news. So it's just not one thing.
Okay, got it. So just to confirm, that's your choice, internet-based news sources?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's closest to the truth that I can give you.
Okay, thank you. From which app or service would you say you get most of your news? Twitter, YouTube, Truth Social, Facebook, WhatsApp, other?
None. I don't use those. I don't know those sources.
Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat, Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
In 2020?
Yes.
I voted for Biden. In 2016, I voted for Trump.
Thank you.
How's that for a shock?
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in high school? 0 to 11, high school degree, plus 12, some college, vocational degree, college degree, postgraduate degree, master's, PhD, law, MD.
Postgraduate, EDD, doctorate's degree in education.
Thank you. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home? Yes?
None.
No. Okay. Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
That's not an easy question. On domestic issues, well, go with moderate.
Okay, thank you.
Go with moderate.
This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.